Today's episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. I've been focusing a lot on my health this past year, both physical and mental. Physical health is easier. You just exercise and stop eating all kinds of junk food. Mental health can be trickier because it's so hard to find good help. Plus, we don't all have good support structures in place to help us in our mental health journey. It's not enough to find a good therapist. You have to find a good therapist who also matches your personality. That's why I like to use BetterHelp. BetterHelp will connect you with the perfect therapist for you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist, or switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Personally, I love it because it's convenient, and I'm kind of picky, so it's nice to be able to shop around for the right therapist for me. Take a moment. Visit BetterHelp.com/r/today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/r/.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Welcome to r/AmITheButthole, where OP's wife tries to steal a free vacation that OP won in a sweepstakes. Am I the butthole for not letting my wife hijack a free vacation? I'm a 39-year-old guy, and one of my hobbies is entering raffles, sweepstakes, radio contests, etc. I've won tickets to concerts, sporting events, some household items, gift cards, but never a grand prize like a car or vacation. Until last month, when I won a free trip for 4 people to Florida for 5 nights. Obviously, I was super excited, and I told my 38-year-old wife about it right away. After our initial excitement wore off and we started talking about details, it became apparent that we had conflicting ideas about this trip. Before I could even make suggestions about what I want this trip to be, my wife brought up how excited her 11-year-old daughter would be to go to Disney World, SeaWorld, etc. She then said that we could bring her mom to help watch her daughter so that we could have some time for ourselves. She was so excited about it and was getting wrapped up in planning things without even hearing what I wanted. I told her that all that sounds like fun, but I was thinking that we could invite another couple and have it be an adults-only trip instead of bringing my stepdaughter and my mother-in-law. She didn't like that idea one bit and told me that she wouldn't feel right taking a free trip like that and leaving her daughter behind. She also said that her mom has never been to Florida and that this would be a perfect opportunity for her to go there. We argued back and forth a little bit before deciding to take a break and come back to it before telling anyone about it. Well, that lasted about 24 hours before my wife let it slip to her daughter that I had won a trip. So, of course, my stepdaughter immediately got excited about it and started looking into all the things that she wants to do. I asked my wife why she told her daughter, and she said that it was an accident, which, come on. This started a fight between us, and emotions got a little high. I told her that she was wrong to bring her daughter into this after we agreed to wait, and that I never agreed to take the stepdaughter or my mother-in-law on this trip. I told her that I was the one who won the trip, and she was acting like this was something specifically for her. She told me that I was being selfish, and that we should include those closest to us in something like this, especially when neither my stepdaughter nor my mother-in-law have ever been to Florida. She said that bringing another couple and leaving her daughter home would be cruel, especially now that she's so excited about it. I told her that her daughter is only excited about it because she decided to blab to her about it instead of waiting like we'd agreed. I told her if she wants to bring her daughter and mother-in-law, then she can pick someone else to go with, because I would rather stay home by myself than go on a vacation where I don't get to be involved in any decisions. I said that if she wants to go that route, she certainly can, but I'm not paying for any of it. We have separate finances. Now she thinks that I'm being a jerk and should be happy about having a free family trip. For clarity, the trip is to Fort Myers, not Orlando. For context, I looked it up, and Fort Myers is like, I don't know, maybe 60, 80 miles from Orlando. OP, I'm gonna say it. Your wife seems kinda selfish. Even though you won the trip, she immediately made it about you, and then she obviously tried to emotionally blackmail you by bringing the stepdaughter into the equation. And inviting her mom? What guy wants to take his mother-in-law on a vacation? It's very telling that she wants to bring her mom, but not bring OP's mom. OP, you get 0 out of 5 buttholes. Your selfish wife gets 2 out of 5 buttholes.
Am I the butthole for announcing our pregnancy at my brother's wedding after he proposed at mine? My brother said that he was going to propose at my wedding. I told him no. That this is a day about me and my wife, and we don't want any distractions. My mom lost her mind. She said that he wanted family that he might not see again for a while to be a part of the proposal. I said, I don't care, and that if he did, I would kick him out. Well, he did it. And my mom said that if I tried kicking him out, then she would leave too. I just remember seething inside. Well, my brother got married last weekend. Instead of a welcome to the family toast, I used that time to announce that we were expecting our first baby. My mom was upset, but my grandmother told her to sit down and shut up. We spent most of the reception talking to family that we wouldn't see again for a while about our upcoming baby. My mom says that I was the butthole for taking attention away from my brother on his wedding day. She got really mad when I reminded her that she threatened to leave my wedding if I kicked him out after he proposed. I have a screenshot of the text messages. Well, OP, to be honest, I think you do deserve a butthole score. Because, okay, I understand that you're just treating your brother with the same respect, or disrespect in this case, that he treated you. So that part of the story is fair. I think you're completely justified. However, this is a wedding, and weddings are about 2 people. And unfortunately, both your brother and you caught the brides in your crossfire. So yeah, you got revenge against your brother, but you also disrespected the bride who had nothing to do with this. Presumably, she didn't even know that she was going to get proposed to at your wedding, so it's kind of unfair for her. So I'm going to give you 1.5 out of 5 buttholes, and I'm going to give your brother 2 out of 5 buttholes, and I'm going to give your mom also 2 out of 5 buttholes, because it seems like she has some clear favoritism. Am I the butthole for sleeping with another girl after she told me that she didn't want to become official? I've been casually seeing this girl, Amy, for a few months now. We've been sleeping together, and we might occasionally go out together, but for the most part, it's just late-night hookups. Even though our relationship is mostly passionate hugging, I do enjoy our company outside of that, and she's definitely got more to offer. A few days ago, we were laying in bed, and I told her that I wanted to take things more seriously between us. She said, "I'm flattered. I really like you. The intercourse is great. You're a great guy. I want us to keep seeing each other. But I'm not in a position to be your girlfriend or take a relationship seriously." She basically gave me the "it's not you, it's me" speech, but in many more words. It stung hearing that, because I did want something more with her, but it is what it is. I'll take the L and move on. One of my boss's clients is this rich bastard who throws these big parties at his house 3 to 4 times a year. The previous parties that he's threw, my boss invited me, and I took Amy as my plus one, but obviously I didn't want to go with her this time. I hit up some people to see if anyone was interested, and this girl Lisa was down. Lisa and Amy turned out to be friends. Not close friends, but they're connected on social media. I don't have social media, and I had no idea that they were friends. We ended up going together, and we hooked up by the end of the night. The next day, Amy blows up my phone and starts going off on me for partying with another girl. At this point, I didn't even know how she knew, but then she said that she saw Lisa's Instagram stories or whatever it was. She was absolutely furious, but I told her that she had no right to be. She's not my girlfriend, so she doesn't have any say in what I do or who I do it with. Amy asked me if I slept with Lisa, and I said that was none of her business. She was absolutely raging, but I told her that I can do whatever I want with whoever I want because I'm single. OP, I'm guessing that this girl either wanted to keep you as like an option, a sideline backup for you, or she wanted to sleep with other guys and you not to sleep with other girls. But either way, she had her chance and she fumbled it with you. So just move on, OP. Hopefully things work out with Lisa. I'm giving you 0 out of 5 buttholes and Amy 1.5 out of 5 buttholes. It's totally fine if she wants to turn down OP and not date him, but it's not okay to be controlling and hypocritical about it. Am I the butthole for body shaming my girlfriend's friend who wouldn't shut up about how she doesn't like white guys? I'm a 22-year-old guy and my girlfriend is 20. She has this 21-year-old friend who is completely unbearable. Her entire personality is basically how she doesn't sleep with white guys and constantly goes on rants about how white guys are bad at passionate hugging or they can't handle her, blah, blah, blah. I get that people have preferences, but she always finds a way to integrate her sexual preferences into any conversation. It's like, we could be talking about what we had for breakfast, and she'd be like, "Oh, you had a Pop-Tart? I once gave this black guy a Pop-Tart after he was done screwing me. I never would have given a white guy a Pop-Tart because he wouldn't have screwed me good enough to deserve it." That's what I mean when I say that it's her whole personality. The incident happened when she told my girlfriend, in front of me, that she needs to experience a black dick once in her life. My girlfriend has never been with a black guy. Then she looked at me, smiled, fake laughed, and said, "Just kidding." My response is where I might have been a butthole. This friend is a bigger girl, probably a size 18 to 20 in the pants. I said, "I speak for the white guys when I say that we will gladly give white guys of your size to the black guys. You may not want to screw us, but we don't want to screw you either." Black guys tend to like the big girls. She shut up real quick. After the hangout, my girlfriend said that I need to apologize because her friend speaks that way out of insecurity. She knows that she's bigger than the rest of the group, and she says these things to cope. I said that I was fine, just a bit annoyed, until she insinuated that my girlfriend should cheat on me. I am refusing to apologize until she apologizes first. Down in the comments, we have a pretty funny exchange starting with Pro Stroker. "Speaking for the black men, you can keep her. Being fetishized isn't cute or desirable whatsoever, nor is it complimentary." Then beneath that, "On behalf of the Latin community, we respectfully pass this opportunity to the Asian community." And then Low Classroom responds, "The Asian community declines, but thanks for the consideration." Yeah, OP, I'm on your side. I think you did a pretty good job just sucking it up and dealing with the abuse. But yeah, she did cross a line when she said in front of you that your girlfriend should cheat. That was taking it way too far. And saying, "Oh, just kidding," doesn't really fix anything. It's kind of like saying, "It's just a prank, bro." OP, you get 0 out of 5 buttholes. Your girlfriend's friend gets 1.5 out of 5 buttholes. Am I the butthole for telling people the real reason my girlfriend broke up with me? So, I'm a 19-year-old guy, and my girlfriend, Stacy, who's 26, goes to the same college. She worked a couple years before getting her degree, and we're in similar majors. She grew up in the Deep South and moved here with her mom and sisters when she was 16. She was fairly moderate in her beliefs, though, so there was no issue, until recently. About 3 weeks ago, I was taking the metal stairs down from my apartment with my girlfriend and some friends, and I slipped because they were slick. I fell down and broke my leg. I've never had a major medical issue before, and it was the worst pain I've ever experienced. As I was screaming and crying in pain, my friend called 911 and I was taken to the hospital. I fractured the bone when I fell, and I was in the hospital for 2 days. Stacy left the first night and didn't come back. When I was released, I asked her to live with me for a few days to help me out. She reluctantly agreed, and she seemed distant through that first week. The next Sunday, Stacy sat me down and said that she wanted to break up with me. I was devastated and asked her why. She said that she couldn't get the image of me crying on the stairs out of her head, and that she didn't see me as a real man anymore. For context, I'm 6'2", I go to the gym, and I play lacrosse for my local adult team. Again, I was devastated and I begged her to stay. She said that this is exactly why she was leaving me, because "I thought you were stronger than this." I was destroyed, and I didn't do anything for a week while I recovered from my leg and the breakup. By the end of the week, I got text messages from my friends saying how sorry they were that me and Stacy didn't work out, and they hoped that I made the right choice. I was confused, and my friends told me that Stacy had said that we both decided to break up because we wanted different things. I corrected them and told them exactly why she broke up with me. Apparently, that news spread through our whole friend group, and now everyone is pissed with her. She texted me saying that I'm a butthole and that I ruined her life, and why couldn't I just go along with it? Some of her friends also called me a butthole, so now I don't know who's in the right. OP, your girlfriend was a terrible girlfriend, and you're better off without her. Breaking up with someone because they fell down metal stairs and broke their legs is crazy. OP, you get 0 out of 5 buttholes. I'm giving your girlfriend 1.5 out of 5 buttholes. She's super shallow and super selfish. Am I the butthole for skipping my friend's birthday without warning because his girlfriend calls me the typical girl best friend? Miles and I have known each other since we were 2 because our parents are best friends. Now, I wouldn't say that Miles is my best friend. He's a good friend, and we do hang out on occasion, but we see each other on all major holidays because of our parents. We're in our early 20s. The problem started because of a dumb childhood memory. When we were 8, we had a pretend wedding during after-school care. I played the bride, and Miles played the groom. It was a play, you know, with horrible songs and uncoordinated kids. Obviously, our parents made pictures and videos of that. We each have one picture on our family picture walls. Miles is dating Lindy. They met 3 years ago and started dating last year. Lindy does not like me. So every time we see each other at a celebration, she makes a comment about me being the typical girl best friend. She one time said that I secretly wanted to sleep with Miles. I have no clue where she got that impression from. Miles and I have very different friend groups and schedules. Besides the monthly catch-up over food, we didn't really meet that much. Things got worse when Lindy saw the wedding play picture. The comments just increased. She even started DMing me on Instagram saying, "I know what game you're playing." I talked to Miles once about this, and he told me to give her time. So Miles' birthday was on Saturday, and I was invited. Lindy DM'd me, saying something along the lines of, "I'm going to have to supervise you." She said that this was their first birthday as a couple, and I was not allowed to take up his time. I was honestly just fed up. I tried talking to Miles once more, but he said the same thing. So I just skipped out. When the party started, I wrote a quick sorry note that I couldn't come, and I told him my mother was going to bring him his present. Now, Miles is upset with me for missing his birthday. Lindy is mad that I made it all about myself, and my parents are upset that I missed a family function. Am I the butthole? It's kind of funny that Lindy calls you the typical girl best friend when she's the typical jealous girlfriend. OP, you get 0 out of 5 buttholes, Lindy gets 1.5 out of 5 buttholes for the jealousy, and Miles gets 1 out of 5 buttholes for not just putting a stop to it. That was r/AmITheButthole, and if you like this content, be sure to follow my podcast because I put out new Reddit podcast episodes every single day.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.